Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Thursday, July 15, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Violence continues in Iraq despite the fact that Iraqis are now in control of their country. Fear is taking its toll on Christian congregations in this embattled nation. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they're working with 5 local churches through an indigenous organization.
What they've seen is that there has been some erosion of attendance and participation. A number of people were seeking some kind of safety, and not all of them have come back. It seems as if there is interest on the part of at least some Iraqi Christians of leaving their country.
Meanwhile, flooding has displaced more than 2 million people in northern India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. The flooding is due to the annual monsoon rains that plague the region. Gospel for Asia has thousands of pastors, evangelists, and church planters there. GFA requests prayer for their safety, but also that they can be compassionate during this time of tragedy. Pray, too, that many of the victims will see God's love and eventually turn to Him. And Hope Builders International is reaching out to children of Nepali prostitutes in Bombay, India. There are about 60,000 Nepali women who have either been kidnapped or sold into prostitution. Their children are often forgotten or forced into similar work. Hope Builders' Lance Thalander says a missionary couple has planted a church there and has taken in 4 of these children, but the need is much greater.
There are many more children that they would love to take in and are available for literally saving from this life, but there's a lack of funds, a lack of space.
Your support can expand the outreach, allowing Hope Builders to lead these young people to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's also available on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.